League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
What's good, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of everyone's favorite podcast, Good Influences, starring Matt King, Aaron. Yeah, we're starring.
I know, it's we are the stars. Funny.
There's no B players
there's
here.
There's no fault in our stars. Oh my God,
that's by who wrote
what?
That?
Hank Donatar. John Green.
What? It's so sad that the one guy has cancer.
Hank Green.
Yeah, but like also like
he's curable.
He's doing okay. Yeah.
He's doing okay.
Is
he? Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like lymphoma and very treatable.
Hodgkin's.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying it's good that he has cancer, but I like that there is a no, I like that there is a creator who's like scientifically literate and able to speak to it. And like for other people who have cancer, I feel like he's a good.
Well, Grace Helbig just got diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she said that she's talked a lot to him about like,
I feel like
he's
a good like North
through.
Star for people to be like representational for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, scary. Aaron Guilfoy, Carlene Contro, and Mike Sheffer. And today, we're going to be reading some emails from you fine folks. Thank you for emailing us. As always, send us an email. Follow us on TikTok. Leave a comment here. Subscribe if you're not subscribed. But we've gone through and we have some emails from...
We're just going right into it.
Let's hop into it.
We could... You want to shoot the shit a little bit?
I'm just so used to that happening.
I know. You know what pose I hate that men make in photos a lot?
What?
I noticed this a lot on dating apps when I was on them. It's like the eyebrows. Like, I think it's raised eyebrows.
Who? Wait, this is something.
It would just be like guys on dating apps, or just like guys posting like a selfie.
Oh, like,
it's like yeah,
yeah. I know what you're talking about. Wait, like guys, like.
Or like, they have sunglasses on and you could tell their eyebrows are raised. And I'm like, it's like a specific pose.
It's like a movie, like a comedy movie poster from the 2000s. Like a Seth Rogen movie poster.
Or like they're just being like a little too animated in their photo. And like, especially on like a dating app, they're trying to like, what's the word? Like exude their personality.
Yeah.
And so they're just like.
it's the same. Like, honestly, Maddie Healy does it too. And it's given me the ick before.
Ooh, I'll have to look.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it better than that, but.
Yeah. What? I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's pretty funny.
I don't know. Sometimes I've like posing in photos and stuff is like, sometimes you're like, oh, I should switch it up. But then you're like,
I know.
Just
I just
keep
revert
it
back
normal.
To the peace sign.
You just peace sign in every photo.
Pretty much. I'm like, I don't know what else to
remember
do.
Remember that trend where people would just open their mouths really wide to make it look like they were laughing when they would do a selfie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As if like, oh, you caught me in the middle of saying something.
But then also there's the whole fake laugh of it all.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what Matt does, though.
Yeah.
It takes good photos.
Yeah, no, that's a good. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I sometimes you make like some giggle. Dudes like refuse to, like smile and stuff.
It's hard to fake a smile when you're a dude.
I guess so. But like you know, just like it's remember like growing up, they'd be like, "Dude, it's so gay to smile. Why are you smiling in your photos?"
Who would say that?
Really?
Kids I knew growing up.
Wow.
Oh yeah, there was like a whole phase in middle school and stuff. It was just like.
Don't try to smile.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, is it
scary.
Gay to be happy?
Like, dude, I had a friend who just, like, he would try to make fun of all of us for smiling. And now looking back, I'm like, you look miserable your entire life, all your photos.
Maybe he was.
All your photos.
Kind of, I think so.
all your photos.
No, all my photos when I'm a kid is like.
Aw.
Oh, you were just like.
Because it's like, why am I smiling? You just interrupted me. I'm in the middle of playing a video game. I'm frustrated.
Smile. Also, I'm so sure, like, wrangling four young boys and getting them all to smile in
no,
one
they
photo.
Were all having a great time.
Oh.
It's every photo of me and Sam Duran and Johnny, they're all like, and I'm just like,
How do I smile?
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't really know how to strike a good smile. Matt's really good at it. I feel like you guys are all really good at taking photos.
Well, we're women. We
it
have to.
It comes naturally. Yeah.
Does
We've
it?
We've been trained.
No.
Did you
smile
like,
or else you look mad.
Did you practice smiling a lot?
No.
I remember my dad as a kid, when I was little, I was always like, doing like just the big like face, and then my dad was like, stop it.
Like, I still do that today.
Just like smile and goes, and my dad goes like, laugh, and he's like, just smile like that. The photos would be so much better. And then I like changed it completely.
Wow. But, yeah.
Well, you're animated anyway, so I could totally see that.
Yeah.
You should start smiling at all your photos like that.
You know, I have just like
Okay, don't do that. It looks like it's about to snap.
I get paranoid. I start googling. What is
it's
it?
It's like bass strings, but
yeah. Oh my god,
isn't it not? Is it not your carotid arteries or is it veins?
It's muscles.
It's like you can't.
It looks like veins.
Do it.
No, it's how can you flex them?
I don't want to look at yours.
Yeah, I don't know. It just looks like I'm not holding.
I'm flexing. It's like it's whatever muscles bound to here. I'm just like, it goes so big.
And mine hurts so bad. When I do Pilates, everything goes to my shoulders, like when I'm doing arm stuff. And so I'm trying so hard not to like flex my neck. And it always, I need to like learn how to not do that. But I always see those pop out.
Maybe
and I'm
if,
like,
if your instructor wasn't farting every class, you could, you could learn something.
Yeah. Okay.
Today's show has been pretty fantastic. Like, just a little bit. Some might say even lightly fantastic. Kind of like our favorite drink in the game these days, Truly Hard Seltzer. Truly is made with a hint of real fruit juice for a whole lot of refreshment. At just 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar, it's super light and endlessly drinkable. There's a flavor for every occasion, even celebrating when I knocked over that third camera, if you remember that hilarious.
I love Truly, and I highly recommend it. Try Truly Hard Seltzer today and see what the lightly fantastic life is all about. Please drink responsibly.
Now, back to the episode.
Stinking up the room.
Did she address the fact that you put her on blast?
No, she doesn't listen to my things.
Oh, okay.
Also, if we talked about it on here, it definitely hasn't been out yet.
Oh.
So.
Drama.
But she doesn't, yeah, she's
not. Well, you posted it on your TikTok, no? Or was that an Instagram story?
I think it was threads. Yeah.
Oh, threads.
And then maybe you shared it.
You guys still use threads?
Yeah,
I have not even once posted.
I want it just to be the people I follow. Every time I get on it, it's all these people that I don't follow.
Yeah.
And then there's like friends who like are just a little too loud on it, but you don't want to like, maybe I should just mute them. But then some of their stuff is pretty decent. But I don't know, if you're posting 10 threads a day, get off my feed.
I feel like that's what it's there for.
You're talking too much, but like, it's too much.
I think I know exactly who he's talking about. I'm seeing you post...
Oh, wait, I'm so curious.
Let's say it on 3, 2, 1.
Yes!
I just like, it's too loud.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I guess we all have the same thing.
Every time.
I have a hot take. I like that it's just random.
Really?
It's kind of like the Twitter For You page. Like, I like that better because I'm seeing things I wouldn't ever see.
Yeah, but I feel like the Twitter For You page, for me at least, is like funny stuff that I like, but threads is just like a news thing will pop up.
Yeah,
and like,
but I think it'll get
there.
That
friends reply to, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck about any of this.
But I'm always so confused, like, because when I signed up for threads, it followed the people you were following on Instagram. So I thought, and then it's like now sometimes it's suggesting people who I thought I should have followed.
I think it's
because
those people may not have had their threads account at the time.
So I'm like... supposed to go hunt down these people who made theirs after me?
No, you can follow everyone.
I did do that.
I think he's saying people that, like, he followed everyone, but some people didn't have threads yet, and now so, they have threads, so...
Then they'll pop up, and no, I'm like, hey,
It says, like, when you followed everyone, it's like, you will follow them when they join threads.
That said it to me, too, but it didn't.
It was like, Brett Robinson came up, and it said, like, follow back, and I'm like, I follow him on...
Oh, that's really... Maybe it's just glitchy.
Yeah, I think it is, because mine, I showed Aaron the other day, or I was, like, so annoyed, because... There was randomly a request button, and I was like, request, and I had to approve.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
everybody, and it took so long, and now that's not there anymore.
See, I saw that one day, and then it was gone, and then I'm like,
so
I don't know.
But they did say recently they were like, it is beta, so like we are making it better.
Yeah, it's
just
really
like the first version.
At this point.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I like the look of it. I like it.
Me too.
It's fun.
Oh, I have one thing for Matt.
Do you have a gift for Matt?
I do.
Just him.
Not me and Aaron.
Well, it's his birthday gift.
A birthday gift.
I knock over the third
camera. Yay! This episode comes out when, like, September and, like...
No, it's...
August.
August what?
Actually... December 8th.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw on Hoot and a Half. Sorry,
no,
Matt.
We don't watch that.
Anyway, on Hoot and a Half, I wrote Matt a poem, and aww, the end of the poem was that the gift that I got him was a boxed set of the show Suits, which we all love. It was a joke. I didn't really buy him the Suits box set.
Devastating.
But it was two VHSs, and this is the third one.
Wow!
It is a Japanese Sonic the Hedgehog promotional tape.
Thank you!
I have no idea what's on it.
Do you guys get it?
I don't understand.
This one we do not get.
Do you get it? Yeah, this will come out
and
at
I'm
the end
sorry
of
that it's not the box style that you like. I know you only like the paper boxes, but... It's
he
the
throws
only way
it across the room.
That.
Wow, and a cashback coupon for 1,000 yen.
Yeah. It might have expired.
How long is this tape?
I know, it looks really short.
It's like 6 minutes long.
Yeah, it might be. I think it's just a promotional for the video game.
Wow. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, 1992, the year I was born.
Okay, yeah, cute. This one Aaron and I do not get.
So Matt loves Sonic the Hedgehog. He loves Japan, and he loves VHS.
I love this.
And he was born in 1992, so this is a combination of all things Matt King.
Thank you.
Mike.
Do you guys get it, you dumb girls?
Dumb bucks.
Even after you explained it to me, right over my head.
It's okay. You guys just have smaller brains, so it's not...
I don't even know what the word smaller means.
So it's like bigger, but the other...
What's bigger?
It doesn't matter. Let's just get to the funny stuff, you know?
Starbucks.
Pull up an email.
Okay, this is just like a real assortment
of emails people have sent us.
Yes.
It's kind of sick, right?
I love it.
Just like
when
people have sent emails, whether it's like too late to an episode where we've read emails, like that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. What do we call it? We're sifting through stuff we may have missed.
We definitely missed. We did miss.
Hey, Aaron. Since you check these.
Is this your personal email and you're just reading?
No, good influences.
It's your tax person. Hey, Aaron.
I'm a huge fan and listen to the pod every week. I just listened to the latest episode and heard y'all talking about the breathalyzer. And I know y'all love to be educated, so I want to send my insights. I am a pretrial officer in Houston. That's so funny. She literally wrote, see if Matt reacts to text.
I didn't want to read it because I was waiting to.
For the audio listener, Matt just threw up the hook horn symbol.
And there we go. Wow.
At the criminal courthouse, I monitor clients that have these devices, the interlocks in the vehicle, portable device, which is a handheld device, and a SCRAM device, which is an ankle monitor that detects alcohol from your sweat.
Whoa.
Pretty cool.
Never knew that.
It's interesting work. However, I do have interesting stories. One of my horrible faves is when the clients are using the devices, we do see the pictures in capture a lot. Sometimes men not wearing clothes, people having sex in the car while the interlock is asking for them to blow.
Oh, there's a camera with the breathalyzer now.
Yeah, and people having their daughters and grandkids blow into their portable devices.
Oh.
It gets to be hard yet dark humor funny at times, but when these things do happen, we report it to the court and their bond can get revoked and placed back in custody. I have monitored everyone with these devices, even GPS devices, from first time DWI to murder.
Murder!
I didn't know people who,
murder have to be breathalyzed?
Yeah, or, like, wear these things. Again,
wait, people who've committed murder?
I'm sure it's for, like, a different reason.
Don't you go to jail if you commit murder? I don't think you're, like, out driving.
Not everyone gets probation.
Not everyone gets a life sentence.
Like, manslaughter.
Who did I just read kill their dad? Oh, is it, Charlize Theron, her mom killed her dad.
Like, well, in self-defense.
I was going to say, he probably deserved it.
Oh, wait. I'm going to fact check that, but keep going.
That was basically it.
Interesting.
Wow,
I had no idea there was a
ankle
camera.
Monitors that detect your sweat. That's kind of sick.
I mean, just drinking margaritas, but with like a blow dryer, keeping it cool. Like, gotta keep ice, just in an ice bucket. Like, sorry, I gotta keep this cold, guy. Is the cooler? Can I put my foot in the cooler? I just gotta.
That's so crazy.
But that is a thing, too. I think that if you are on probation, you're not allowed to drink, too. Like, it's.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
know someone
why.
Who was in. They like were in prison and then they got out. And when you're out of prison, you're not allowed to drink for like a year when you're on probation.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
A little off topic, but yeah, Charlize Theron, her mom killed her father in self-defense in 1991.
Jeez. And then she played a serial killer in the movie
Monster.
Monsters, Inc.
What month?
Shut up.
What month in 1991 does it say?
June.
Oh, okay.
When she
maybe you're
15.
Reincarnated as the husband.
Yeah.
Wow.
Better watch out.
Okay, but that's her story to tell.
Have you guys ever blown into a breathalyzer?
No, I want to so bad.
Yes, but not a police one. Mm. One that like a friend had for fun.
Yeah, I want one for fun.
Yeah, I know. I always think about.
I have. I don't know. This is not legal advice, but I've heard people say that if you, no matter what, if you want to get breathalyzed, or if a cop pulls you over and they say they want to breathalyze you,
no.
Always refuse and make them take you to the station where they do it via your blood, because those things can be like way off, and also they can just like program them to.
But what if I don't want to go to the station? And what,
well,
if I know I
want
to go about, but I want to go about my night? Like, and I know I didn't drink. I'd be like, yeah, I'll blow because I didn't have anything to drink.
But then what if you didn't drink zero, full Mormon mode, but you blow into it and it.
Shout out
there's
to the Mormons.
No, 0.08.
There's no way it would blow alcohol.
I don't know.
I'd be like, that's bananas. I didn't have anything to drink. And I would sue the.
First of all, he's a white male. They're not making him blow into shit.
Yeah.
That's true.
If he's like coming across as fine.
I guess if you drink the night before, maybe there'd be a little bit of residual.
But I understand the refuse to blow thing.
Over 0.08.
If you refuse to blow, do you still got to go get a mugshot taken?
Yeah.
See, that's what terrifies me.
You didn't need a mugshot, do you?
I think only if it comes back, because why would they mugshot you if you didn't do anything wrong?
So they bring you into the station, and then you do the test, and then you get the mugshot taken.
Or if you're clean at the station, then they go, all right, you're free to go.
Do they give me an Uber back to my car? Like, how?
I guess I don't
really
know.
That's a good question.
I didn't know the blood test thing. I just thought it was like, you, no matter what, always say no to a breathalyzer.
Or to, like, inspect your car, too, because they can, like, plant shit and... Well, we're going to get the canines and they can just like flag the anyway. Ooh,
man, I know. Thing is, I would be a terrible person in that situation because I respect police officers. But I know it's important not to like, you hear stuff, don't talk to police officers.
Right,
they're
right,
terrible.
Right.
They're out to get you. And I'm like, I know, but I'll still respect an officer if he's around and he's trying to figure out what's going on. But I wouldn't incriminate myself, but I'm not going to be like, sometimes the cops will come up and people are like, what, you fucking pig? Like, they'll start like harassing an officer. I'm like, easy. Yeah. You're making the
situation
worse.
Have you been in a situation where that happened?
It happens a lot. People
are saying like, he sees it on video where like people antagonize cops just to prove like, this is the law.
Sure.
So like, fuck you.
But it's like, you're just like making it worse at that point.
I want to make his day easier, but then I'm like, I don't want to get myself in trouble. I would just be terrible in a situation
also
like that.
Don't, I feel like cops don't pull people over in LA at all. Like,
I agree.
In New Jersey, you get pulled over
knock
like once
on
a month.
Don't like to manifest on this
I just feel like
show.
They're doing other shit over here in LA. And there's just too much traffic.
Too many people.
Yeah. I mean, I've never talked to a police officer.
But you know what they are doing?
What?
Giving out parking tickets.
The
police officers.
Yeah.
I know. But
do you ever feed someone else's meter just to be like, I'm going to help this
That's
guy
illegal.
Out.
It's illegal.
What?
I have before, but it is illegal.
Get the fuck out of here.
Which is so stupid.
For what reason?
I've never done that.
I don't know.
Just like,
literally take me to fucking jail. Could you imagine?
You're the nicest person in jail.
Yeah.
What are you here for? Why is paying... Am I the only one who also cannot type on my phone? Like, everything is always spelled wrong?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because you're a woman.
I'm a dumb fucking woman.
Well, wouldn't it cause, in a way, people... Sometimes, like, cars got to get moving. They got to go. And if you're constantly paying for some random people to stay there...
Yeah, but, like, what...
You're not paying for someone to stay there. The car's there either way. So either they're getting a fine or they're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but it prevents other people from, in a way, that space from being open up. Okay, for instance, I'm thinking about if I, when I go get my prescription at Kaiser, do I rely on those parking spots to be open?
Sure.
And usually they are, because it's at like an hour limit. If someone else was paying for those people for free all the time to park there, and then I wouldn't have somewhere to park. Does that make sense? This is, I bet, what the reasoning is on why it's illegal. Because if it was being paid for free all the time by somebody else, that park is never open and it ruins the businesses that are relying on those time spots for people to be it.
Completely disagree.
I'm not saying this is what I believe, but that is probably why it's illegal.
But logically,
I'm not mad.
No, think about it logically. Okay, if there's a car in a spot and the meter expires, it's blinking red. The car is still in that spot. The spot is not available. All a person is doing is changing that blinking light from red to green. Now that person came out. Sure, the person who left their car on the spot didn't do the right thing. But the spot would not have been available regardless if it was blinking red or green.
But that's the point. They should be gone by then. Because it says here it's technically illegal also to keep feeding a parking meter once your maximum time expires, which I did not know.
Whoa.
This is in NYC. I don't know specifically everywhere else.
Yeah, you are supposed to move your car. Yeah, that is true. If you are in a spot that's only like 2 hour parking,
move it up a little.
They put chalk on your tires.
Yeah. You gotta move your car.
Although I've never in my entire life seen chalk on my tires.
Yeah.
That sounds like one of those urban myths, and I've never fucking seen chalk on my tires in my life.
Have you?
No.
But I also don't think I've ever really looked. So
it might be like a secret color. Yeah, they have to scan.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. UV light.
Yeah.
Magic marker.
Ooh, secretive chalk.
Yeah.
It says, the purpose of the meter is to encourage turnover of spaces, not to collect dimes. Coming back to the meter to add coins after an original deposit has run down is called meter feeding and is generally illegal.
That's what I just said.
I heard you. I'm just disagreeing.
So why was,
no one's saying you're wrong.
Oh, my bad.
Mike is just saying how it's stupid.
Yeah, I'm not arguing against you. I'm arguing against your argument.
I was like, that was my logic of probably why it's illegal.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is not wrong.
Okay, my bad.
Do you want to take a lap and maybe collect yourself?
I think so. I was so nervous that I was like way out of line.
No, I thought not so. It's just interesting to talk about.
You're out of line, sir.
This episode is sponsored by Honeylove. Summer is the worst time to suffer with an uncomfortable bra. Thankfully, Honeylove has revolutionized the bra game. Upgrade from traditional bras that use uncomfortable underwire, the worst part about wearing a bra, and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras features supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable, you'll literally forget you're wearing it. Honeylove's best-seller crossover bra is so comfortable, it's sure to be your new go-to bra. The mesh detailing adds a touch of sexy. This is one bra you'll actually enjoy wearing and won't want to take off. And if you're tired of bras causing bulking in the back, Honeylove's bras are designed with back-smoothing fabric to prevent bra bulge. It doesn't stop there. Honeylove has more than just bras. They have incredibly comfortable shapewear, tanks, and leggings for everyday support. Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look. Workout, weddings, and more. Going out with friends, going on a little plane ride, who knows? Treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/good. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/good. Cinched, snatched, and lifted. It's hot girl season thanks to Honeylove.
I've always wanted to try, though, that hack where you take the little Starbucks stir and you stick it in.
Oh.
Okay, do you know, like, Starbucks when they give you...
like a hot drink?
Yes, and they put that little green thing in the middle.
If you
take that thing and it looks like a little coin and you stick that in...
Like the thick end?
Are you paying with coins?
No, but this is a way to get it up is you... I think you tape a little quarter on the end of it and you can just go doot, 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 and it just goes up.
Whoa.
I haven't seen a coin on TikTok in a while. They're always just credit cards now.
Do you ever do the credit card?
When you do the credit card, do you wait for it to say approved? Or do you go?
It depends.
The 30 seconds, I know it takes for fucking ever, but that 30 seconds, if it says beep, 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 not approved, I'd rather know and then have to not come back and get an $80 ticket.
Yeah.
God, one time I got a fucking ticket because I didn't have a front license plate.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
I was parked at some event in Beverly Hills, and, like, that's apparently where they get you. And
they're so expensive. They're, like $75.
Yeah, it was, like, $85.
I think that's weird in Beverly Hills, because I always feel like cars that have, like, celebrities in them, they don't have a front license plate.
It's, I think, just a way to, like, target poor people, because they're, like, the rich people can pay it. They don't have a problem.
Oh.
And the city's, like, we may as well collect it, and then it's for people who don't normally... It's more like stay away, pores. You don't want to bring your front license plate car here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But Teslas don't really have front license plates.
I know.
Like, that's not like...
That's crazy.
Like, a lot of Beverly Hills people have Teslas. I don't have one. Do you guys have one on the front?
No.
I don't either.
I do.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't think you do.
I think it's because Teslas don't come with one, but you have to, like, put it on yourself.
Do you do that little hack on your... I don't know if it's a hack or, like, a life tip for when you put your registration stickers on your license plate to then get an X-Acto knife and cut.
I've heard that.
Oh, like no. X's or crosses on it, because people will come up and just take off your registration sticker and then use it for their car.
Because it costs money. It's like $600 a year.
Car people just don't know it's expired. So if you...
Okay, let's not let the cops know.
If you use an X-Acto...
To be fair, I've had mine in my house and haven't put it on my car in like a month.
I just haven't even done it.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah.
But the thing with that is, I feel like in my teeny tiny brain, if I got pulled over and someone had stolen my thing, I'd be like, you can look it up. It's registered. Someone stole it.
And you have your physical registration.
Yeah.
They won't write you a fine for not having your registration.
No, because someone stole it and that is not my fault. They'd be like, that's how my brain works anyway.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, just be like, I don't know, it fell off.
Yeah. Like, I paid the fine and it is registered.
I know someone that didn't do it for like 3 years, and only after their car got like left at LAX for 3 weeks, that's where they got the ticket for it.
I feel like a lot of people who moved to LA don't do it. Like, I didn't do it for years.
Yeah. I don't think I had a registration here for, especially like, with an out-of-state
license plate.
For your other car.
Yeah, that got stolen. And then did you ever hear that?
What?
I lived here because it was like $60 for insurance in Massachusetts, like every 4 months or something. And so I kept that and never insured my car here because it was so crazy expensive to do that. Like, switch everything over. And then I finally did, and this is when I like had no money. I think it was like $500 to do everything. And it was at the point where like I only got one of the insurances, like only liability. You know how there's like the two?
Yeah.
Because if anything happened to my car, it would essentially be the same. So I was like, okay, well then I won't pay more a month for that. 2 weeks later, my car got stolen.
Not to be found again.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think everyone should throw an AirTag somewhere in their car and in their luggage. It's unbelievable that people are losing things in 2023.
Yeah, it's wild they don't have that like built into the car.
Well, I mean, if you have
the Teslas, you do.
Yeah, a lot of new cars have it, but if you have like a, you know, 2008 Toyota Camry, there's no, and that thing gets stolen, or like Ben Kahn's car when it got stolen.
His got stolen too?
That'd be sick if you had an AirTag in your car and it got stolen. You could see exactly where the fuck it is. Wait, how far do AirTags work?
Forever. It's where they just connect to wherever there's an iPhone. Every iPhone acts as a relay. So as long as there's an iPhone that passes by within like 30 feet, it gets updated.
Wow.
It's a constantly updating system.
Okay.
I feel like you should just have like a sticker on your car like, this is a tracked car. Do not like steal. You know how people always have like the security stuff outside their house sometimes that's not even, they don't even have the security system.
Yeah, it's the just sticker is all you need.
This is a tracked car.
What kind of car did he have?
Who? Volvo. Oh, Ben? It was a sick like 1989 Volvo. It was his pride and joy.
Damn.
It was such a beautiful car.
I thought they did find it.
No, they found it, but it, like, the seats were all cut up and people peed in it, and it was like... He also left the fucking keys on the dashboard like an idiot. Sorry,
was
Ben. It was in a gated garage, but... or a gated parking lot, but the keys were in the dash and someone just...
Someone tried stealing a car out of our gated parking lot.
Really?
When we lived in our apartment, or they did.
I don't remember this.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine the rush of stealing a car.
I know.
Like, okay, I get like shoplifting something tiny that you can hide. You are getting in the most obvious thing that you just stole and moving it around the streets where there are cameras like everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of rush is that?
I would never assume that I could get away with it.
No.
I'd be like,
I feel like here it's just like, even so when I called the police to file a missing car report, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, they just like don't give a shit.
God.
And they're not gonna look for it.
No.
But if it was like in my small town, that would be the biggest
news
thing
the
they could ever do.
Yeah.
And also luggage. People who, I mean, again, I know not everyone can afford everything, but it's like, it's $20 for an AirTag. If you're gonna check your luggage, fucking put an AirTag in that luggage. The amount of people that lose their luggage and the airlines are like, sorry.
Yeah.
I wanna be like, it's in Vienna.
Yeah.
Send it over to me right now. Contact.
Because they stole it?
No, they just lost. Like, airlines are, they like, don't have, luggage. They have a fucking piece of paper that says ZYX BVD, and it's like, maybe it'll show up tomorrow. We don't know.
Yeah.
But if you could be like, actually, no, you guys, it's still at the Vegas airport. Can you contact the Vegas airport and tell them to send it back? It's just more informative.
Yeah.
And it's like $20.
I like never check.
I never check luggage either, but I have a huge. I have to go to Dublin, Mallorca, Tel Aviv, back here.
I don't trust
on one trip.
Yeah, I don't trust like when there's like a layover that that luggage is going to get on the next flight. I'm like, you're telling me in 30 minute layover that some guy is going to be zipping across.
I'm barely making it to the flight.
I go,
it's pretty
nope.
impressive when like you think about it.
I know. Yeah.
Like, how did they do it?
One time I was on a flight and it wasn't I was just leaving LAX or something, but I saw a cart of all the luggage and one of the luggages fell out and no one grabbed it. And literally the whole time I was just watching and no one came to get it for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, I wonder if it made it.
Oh, no.
Imagine if you saw
you
your
see
own
something,
fall.
Carly, say something.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I should have said something.
Yeah.
But I think in my head, I was like, well, they probably know it fell. They're going to go back and get it.
You ever wonder if there's like
fucked everything up.
Dead bodies on your plane that they're transporting for funerals?
Now I will.
No, Mike, but thank you for the thought.
That's those are on like, yeah, they're on which airline? Flight. Spirit?
There's just a coffin in the walkway. Yeah,
that's so creepy to think about.
There's just a coffin in the walkway.
Spirit would like, be just like, we
comes
can't.
It comes down the conveyor chute.
Yeah,
Grandpa. Yeah, but Spirit would like charge you extra for the casket because so they would probably just go, we can put it in a
no
body bag.
Casket.
No, obviously not.
No,
they have like containers to ship bodies.
Aren't they like
in.
Wood?
Caskets are.
No, like I think the isn't it just like the wood box that
no,
they put the
it's
body
probably
in?
Steel. I don't think they're shipping bodies
steel.
In wood
no,
boxes.
It's steel. I think.
Oh, that's so scary.
I don't know.
What?
Just like getting your luggage.
And then
from
a coffin
the carousel,
comes down.
The coffin just
and then it hits the bottom and it breaks open. And opens and the grandma rolls out onto the floor.
It's like death at a funeral.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Ew.
So 30 minutes in, we've read one email.
Oh, my God. Part two next week.
Okay.
This is fun. I like this.
Mm-hmm. But I read one thing.
I know, but we're having so much fun.
The convo is fun.
Okay. Hey, guys. So my story has to do with the bird scooters that are taking over Austin, especially in their prime, 2020. I went to UT. Shout out. And as a sophomore, I saw at least 5 people wiping out on the bird scooters every day. Thought those people were so dumb riding them at like 30 to 40 miles per hour on campus in the middle of the packed sidewalks. Well, one day I had an 8 a.m. organic chemistry class, probably about a 25-minute walk from where I lived. I can't imagine that. I woke up late that day and I had anxiety about getting to class late and having to walk to find my seat while it had already started. So I figured I would take a scooter to class to save some time. I was pretty much speeding if there's such thing on a scooter. There's a main area on campus that has a fountain and my building was right across from this area. So very congested with students at all times. Well, as soon as I got right in front of my building, I crashed my fucking scooter and went flying forward on the ground, chin scraping against the asphalt as I fell.
Ooh.
I literally slid on my chin on the street, and even worse, I was wearing a skirt, so people probably got a show. The fall felt like it happened in slow motion. Literally remember 2 frat dudes on a moped next to me just staring as I fell down.
Rude.
Well, eventually I got back up, blood dripping all over my clothes. After feeling super embarrassed, I scrambled to pick up all my stuff and park the dumb scooter somewhere. Someone walked up to me and was like, oh, your chin is bleeding. Yeah, no shit. I just fucking fell. Like, everyone was staring. I didn't get one. Are you okay? So I got back on the scooter to move and park it, literally stumbling and almost falling again because I was so frazzled. Walked to the restroom and tried to wipe everything off. Called my mom after considering whether I should go to class or not. I decided to go to the student center. I ended up having to get stitches on my chin and a tetanus shot.
Damn.
I didn't go to class for the rest of the week, and because I was so embarrassed that everyone in my class saw me, since this happened right before class time right outside the building, I ended up dropping the class out of sheer embarrassment.
Oh my God.
Come on.
I hate those fucking scooters now and haven't used one since.
They are pretty spooky.
Okay, it's crazy because like whenever I ride them, I'm always like, this, I feel
invincible.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
so
never
much
gonna
fun.
Die.
It's like
it's
the
like
motorcycle.
It's really crazy how they can get away with it when there's no helmets involved.
It's unbelievable.
Right?
Yeah.
I see
it
there
is
any
so
of those TikToks that are like, I'm a traumatic brain surgeon,
I just saw
or
one the other
I'm
night.
A nurse. Here are 5 things I would never do as an ER nurse. Top of the list, riding those fucking scooters.
Yeah.
The amount of brain injuries and broken bones, like
especially when you're like in an area where it's like not steady, like terrain.
Oh my
like,
God!
I was in Indiana, in Indianapolis, and I fell on one, and I shredded my hand. I couldn't believe how like how it wasn't worse.
No, I whenever I ride them, I never hit top speed. Like top speed, I just dip down.
Me either. But it's so crazy to me when I see people riding like two people on them.
Oh my god! Like dads with their kids. God,
I know. I'm like, you're literally going to die.
Yeah, you had that guy.
What?
You and a guy were on one together
in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Oh. Which guy?
Rocky?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a 5-minute ride.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm pretty comfortable on like I've been skateboarding and like riding bikes and like I know how to be on a two-wheeled thing.
Sure.
But someone's mom will be like, "Oh, we're in Venice. Let's hop on one of these." And it's like, "Okay, mom."
Oh,
and
it's so scary.
You're just gonna fuck yourself up.
Yeah. And also, but, like anyone thinks they're invincible, but it can like happen in a matter of seconds.
I know.
Like this girl. She's a perfectly like capable
wearing a skirt.
Young person.
And like people who don't wear helmets in New York on bikes and stuff.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable.
Bikes anywhere.
Yeah, true. Bikes anywhere. But like in New York City, especially, you're going to get into an accident on a bike.
Mm-hmm. What's terrible is like every time I've like fell in public, I get like this adrenaline that shot up in me where like I'll get up instantly and I'm like, I'm okay.
You're like, I did it on purpose.
But I'm in so much pain. Like I was on my bike. I was on my bike at UT and it was just like, it was rainy and I was coming around this like corner and intersection and just slid and just hit the pavement. Oh. And all these cars just saw it happen. But I was like, I got up.
So
it was just like,
so embarrassing.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I go home. I'm just like bleeding out.
I saw this guy the other day driving down like Magnolia or something, or riding on a bird. And he was going so fast and he was flying. He was like going up onto the sidewalk and like going back down. And I'm just like, dude, I don't want to see you die. I don't know how people do that unless you're like.
And people with their kids is psychotic. Like their little kid will be in the front holding on to like the middle.
Oh, absolutely not. Remember the Angry Bird ones that me and Aaron did that you got a brand deal for?
Oh yeah, the Angry Bird scooter.
Yeah, you like yell into it and it goes faster.
The louder you yell.
That was so funny. Someone stole that from my garage.
Really?
Yeah, when it was my like, old
commodity.
What? It's not working. It sucks.
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
That's really funny. Why is it?
Stupid piece of shit.
Yeah, but I literally just like set it at my old apartment, like in the garage, just near my car, and it was there for like months, and then it was just gone.
Yeah. Oh well, scooters are dangerous.
So dangerous.
Even razor scooters. I'm kind of like scared
of them
like, now.
And they like ruin cities too.
They look hideous on like a sidewalk too.
They're just
like
scattered
they just
everywhere.
Junk up a whole area.
I will say in Tel Aviv, it is amazing. You have to park them like in there's little square blocks that are painted on the ground.
Okay.
You have to put them in that square block, otherwise it won't let you end the ride.
They need that.
And they have like scooter only lanes that have stoplights.
Okay, that's nice.
And it's
crazy.
Only scooters going back and scooters and bikes going back and forth. It's still insane because you can go just so fucking fast.
They just look prettier. Make them look like Italian Vespas. I don't get why it's just lime and like it's this like big ugly
black ones.
Yeah, like I don't know, but it just,
they are hideously designed.
It's pink. They're pink and like green.
Yeah,
like,
they should get some Italian designers on them.
Yeah,
not Silicon Valley nerds.
Or like hot pink ones.
Yeah,
like
I
a hot pink
just something
bird.
Cool.
These are bird scooters, or just only lime.
No, they do bird. There's lime, bird.
Lime. There's another. It starts with like a V.
Lyft.
Lyft is lime.
Oh, I thought Uber is bird. Wait, I don't know.
Uber is with bird and Lyft is with lime, I think. But there's one more. You're right.
I see it in Venice all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, hotspot.
Okay, next email.
Ouch. Ouchie wowas. Also, thinking of having to walk 25 minutes to class is crazy.
Also, organic chemistry at 8 a.m.
Oof. Oh my God.
Get
please.
Me
Hey guys, hope you're having a good week. Our school is still known for, I went to a private school in my country, Bangladesh, where something new always happens. Our school is still known for parties, drugs, and relationships.
This sounds like a Donna Tartt novel.
Relationships include teacher-student ones.
Ooh.
This happened back in 2018. Our female mid-aged history teacher with kids and a husband decided to get into a relationship with a ninth grader.
Okay,
what?
Well, that's just fucking crime.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The talk of the town was that the student would go meet the teacher at her place. He would get treats for the kids to keep their mouths shut. They didn't even bother hiding the fact that they were together in school. Soon, the school authorities found out about them and made the decision to fire her, but not expel the student. The minute she left the meeting after being told about this, she dropped on the ground and started rolling and screaming, whining like a child to let her keep the job. She sat there to whine for about the next hour, then walked out with all her belongings. Her daughter still goes to the school, and she's still married to the father of her child.
Oh, my God. Ew. It's like
the twist of like the child being in this, her kid being in the same school as like this ninth grader she's having an affair with is wild.
I mean, it's not, yeah, that's just.
This is in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
This is psychotic. This is a crime.
Yeah.
This is fucking absurd.
I wonder if it's a crime there. Doesn't seem like it if she
was
arrested.
It sounds like a scandal there. Like, ooh, did you hear?
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Oh, like, ninth grade, you're, like, 14.
Yeah, it's, like, prepubescent.
She didn't get arrested, it says? Or
no, they're just, like, you're fired. Huh. I feel like she would have been, like, the cops came.
They're, like, that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's not, like, this is fucking a terrible crime that you're committing.
This is a crime.
14.
Yeah, it's in. Wait, it's that's legal. The age of consent in Bangladesh is 14.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so I guess
so it's
you
not
just
illegal
get fired.
And it says the age of consent is slightly higher at 15 in France, Poland, Romania, Sweden, the Czech Republic, Greece, Denmark, Iceland, and Slovenia.
Ew, that's actually gross.
In all those countries?
14.
And in Thailand, North Korea, Cambodia, Costa Rica, and Uruguay. That's as of June 16th, 2023.
In Sweden and France.
Japan just raised the age of consent from 13 to 16.
13? Holy shit.
What the fuck is going on in the world?
Literal child. Damn.
Yeah, it says 14 is the age of consent.
That is honestly disgusting.
So she's got fired because
that's like
working together.
Inappropriate work relationship.
Totally.
That's insane.
Yeah, like a teacher in my school, he was like talking, like hooking up with a girl, but she was 18. So like that was the age of consent. He just got fired.
One of the students? Damn.
Oh, God.
I knew like students who like hooked up with their teachers after like years later.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Just fucking God.
Yeah.
14.
That's crazy.
It's a child.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Like, how do they determine that? It's so gross.
And it's also like the fact that she already has a child that is that age too is beyond broken.
That is like, oh, that poor kid.
Support for today's podcast comes from Relatable. This one is for my citizen detectives out there, aka everyone who listens to this podcast. If you love nothing more than a juicy mystery or an unsolved case, you will love Relatable's newest game, Who Killed Mia? You may know them for their internet famous party games like What Do You Meme, Let's Get Deep, and New Phone Who Dis, games that I absolutely love. So you know their first foray into a murder mystery game is going to be unlike anything else out there. Who Killed Mia? It's a murder mystery story for the internet age, centered around a fictional but incredibly realistic influencer, Mia Starr, and her untimely death at the Replay Awards. Players work to solve the case using a mix of physical and immersive digital evidence, like hacking into Mia's phone, as well as gripping live-action videos to uncover the killer. This sensational game is available on the Relatable website, as well as Target, Walmart, and Amazon. You can follow along on Instagram at RealMiaStar and at Who Killed Mia.
We at Good Influences played a game of Who Killed Mia during our lunch break, and y'all, it went down. We got so sucked into this game, we forgot that we had to go back and record another episode. And I hope that you guys gather your friends around who have a similar energy, just like us at Good Influences, and get down to cracking the case. Who Killed Mia? It is so much fun. So once again, guys, calling all the crime junkies out there who listen to our podcast, Who Killed Mia is for all my game lovers and detectives. Get this game for your next game night and find out who killed the world's favorite influencer and Who Killed Mia. It's a new kind of murder mystery game from Relatable, the creators of the hit game, What Do You Meme? And get 20% off with promo code GOOD at relatable.com/WhoKilledMia. Citizen detectives, it's your time to shine.
In my freshman year of college, I was casually seeing a guy. Let's call him Jake. I hope that's his real name. One weekend, he and his roommate were having a party. It was a decent party, but Jake kept wanting to excessively grind to the music that was playing. No one was really dancing, so it was super awkward. And I was like, okay, let's not dance right now. Anyway, about 15 to 20 minutes later, as I was chatting with some friends and his roommates in the kitchen, I saw him making out and grinding with another girl. Well, drunk me was pissed, so I yelled, "Hey, Jake," and turned to one of his roommates and began aggressively making out with the roommate. Then I turned and stormed out the front door. However, I went to college in New England and it was winter. And as I was leaving, it was super icy right outside the doorway. So I slipped and fell, which everyone saw. I got up and continued on my way. But to make matters even worse, I realized I'd left my coat on Jake's bed. It was freezing out, so I walked back into the house with my metaphorical tail between my legs and got his roommate to walk me upstairs so I could get the coat. As I went into his room, I was greeted by the sight of Jake and the other girl having sex on top of my coat.
No! No! Not the coat!
I had to interrupt them to get it. I walked home crying, mostly from sheer embarrassment, and we never spoke again.
Oh my God. Not the coat.
Question, are we allowed to grind at your wedding?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Are
you
sure?
Yeah, are there chaperones there to make sure?
I'll chaperone.
No. Okay.
Make space for Jesus.
Yeah, I just feel the sounds. We gotta be cautious.
Make space for Jesus and the guns. We're getting
the Greeks party.
All right.
Are we going to throw plates?
But do they grind?
I think so.
When was the last time you grinded with someone?
Yesterday.
Like on a skateboard?
Like at a dance?
Yeah. Like I feel like that hasn't happened since 2004.
I don't know if I ever really did that. I feel like I was not like that at all in high school.
I feel like I grinded in London.
This was days ago.
Oh, you guys were at a club or something? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Out on the dance floor, grooving.
Grinding.
I feel like I would be able to take myself seriously. Dancing.
It's just like yeah. It's just like dancing with the back to you and just like vibing to the music. Not like...
Well, yeah, no, but that's how I think of grinding.
God, it's so funny.
Grinding, you are shaking your ass.
Yeah.
On the D.
On the dance floor.
On that D. On the D.
On that D.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a
funny
concept.
I'm
going to
start a grind train at your wedding.
Come on, Mrs. Flack, join the party.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Patricia's like, not at my wedding.
Ooh, it's going to be a bash.
This is more of a complaint.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Hey, guys.
One of us.
Love the podcast. I listen to you guys on my commute to work in the mornings, and today Mike said something that made me want to swerve off the road and crash into a tree and off myself.
Good grief. Okay, lady. Or sir.
Let's hear it.
This is about Taylor Swift. I'm walking off.
Is it? You guys were talking about books and reading, and it was all fun and games until Mike said, Taylor Swift's writing is basic. The sunshine and rainbows quickly turned into dark clouds on my way to work.
This sounds like Taylor Swift lyrics.
I'll keep it short, but my goodness, how do you call the only woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys 3 times and the most prolific songwriter of our generation a basic writer? She's recognized by NYU and many other incredible establishments as one of the best songwriters of our generation. She has an honorary doctorate. Mm-hmm. She's a marketing genius for putting catchy basic songs out as singles to get attention for when the album comes out. It's just marketing. You don't have to like her music or have it resonate with you, but don't discredit her.
That's what
anyway,
I'm trying to say.
Love the podcast, and you're all so funny, especially Matt. But that was all I could think about the whole time. Keep up the good work.
This is exactly...
Oh, they also said, P.S. The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo is not a great book.
Oh, I don't like this person anymore. Yeah. Actually, I don't agree at all. But what she said is exactly what I would have wanted to say if I was...
Smart.
Not as flustered. And like putting words together is hard for me. Yeah.
So do you take it back?
No, I don't take it back. I still have my own beliefs about Taylor Swift.
Did you know she's saving the U.S. economy like actually right now?
Yeah.
So you're fucking welcome.
She literally
interest rates down.
In my view, the way that she writes lyrics does not resonate with
That's
me.
Fine.
I don't believe
it doesn't have to resonate with you.
I just don't believe
that. You can just look at lyricism and be like, okay, that's
I don't think her lyrics are good. That's my opinion. I'm not saying
that you don't even like sing to lyrics though.
Listen,
I've never heard lyrics come out of you.
I actually was thinking about this on the way over today. I am going to change my tone about the way I speak about her because I understand that she means a lot to people in a way that I didn't understand. Like people, it's like a religious cult, these Taylor Swift fans. Maybe you guys included. That fucking airplane video of people screaming on the...
I mean, that's unhinged. And I would like, also
people
be
like,
shut up.
Like crying at her concerts. Like it's a religious experience. So I hear that people have that affiliation with her, which also makes me even want to be a little bit more like, I don't really like this. It makes it even weirder
for
me.
So because people like it, it makes you dislike it.
Because of how people worship it and like it will ruin their day.
I don't think it's like worshiping. I think it's like a genuine like how this person has contributed to their life in a positive way.
Right. That's great for you. It doesn't work for me. You can't convince me to like her. I don't like her.
No, but I think that this person is specifically saying like it's okay to not like her, but you shouldn't discredit her just because you don't like the music.
You said her lyrics are basic.
To me, that's my opinion.
Like, yes, I think
Katy Perry's lyrics are basic.
Yeah, like, yeah,
they're full of cliches. Like Taylor Swift.
I guess if you're comparing it to like, I mean, now I'm going to slander someone else, but like Sean Paul lyrics, like "Shake That Thing, Miss Canuck," whatever that lyric is.
Okay, first of all.
Mr. Worldwide, I know. All respect to Mr. Worldwide.
That's Pitbull.
Yeah, Dale.
Oh, who
said
did I
Sean
say?
Paul.
Oh, so all those
first
guys.
It just sounds like you don't know your music.
All those guys because they're
general.
Bald.
Kind of.
Wow.
The point is, I know
bald-a-phobe.
That pop music generally is very surface level. Most pop music, right?
It's Of course.
I love you. You love me.
That's Barney. That's not even a pop song. So that's a theme song.
The greatest pop star of our generation.
God, Barney. I can't even get to my point. I do want to make it clear that I do have respect for Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Here's the thing that I respect about her, which, and again, this is just my opinion, okay?
He's like, she has nice legs.
No. The and I've told you guys this, the re-recording of her albums to re-own her masters, and like after getting fucked by the label and Scooter Braun, that she was like, okay, if you're gonna take away my streaming rights, everyone knows what she did.
Yes,
that is very like, to me, punk rock, fuck the system, I'm a fucking badass, brilliant, like forward thinking, cool. That's one of the coolest things anyone's ever done in the music industry, and that's what I like about her. Don't like, you will never convince me to like be interested in her lyrics, but I don't hate Taylor Swift. I'm just sharing my opinion. I do respect her. I see that she means a lot to a lot of people.
I'm glad that you now respect her.
I've always respected her. I just don't like
I don't like her music. That way.
I don't like her music.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, you don't have to like her music.
All right.
It's like, I don't really like...
But like, this girl wanted to swerve her car into a tree because
I mean, she's obviously joking.
I know, but...
That's like, I would say that too.
Yeah.
I also want to add... This tweet says, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is expected to save the U.S. from recession. According to the Federal Reserve, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour boosted the economy. One market research firm estimates she could add $5 billion.
We could add. It's all our money.
Well, yeah. It's us. But it's
going
her tour.
To her,
it's
yeah.
her tour.
It's 100%.
It's so funny because there's so many countries that are like, Taylor, please come to our country. Like, I've seen, I think, the Prime Minister of Canada. Who's like,
I
Taylor,
want
please
to
come.
Go. But then I'm like, I feel like it's better to the concert.
To a Taylor Swift concert?
Yes, but I'm so conflicted. It's really expensive, and I don't feel like I deserve to go. Ooh, I feel like somebody
else deserves to go. I feel like you would have a
great time to go.
No, you should go.
For me, and I also realize I don't know that much Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but
I've looked at the set list, and I was like, ooh, I only know like a couple of these songs very well. I would love just to be a witness to it, because I think like culturally right now it is amazing what's happening, and I feel like I'm gonna have FOMO about it, but then part of me I'm like, and you know what, I was also thinking about this last night too, Carly.
What?
I was like, I wonder if, obviously I'm not gonna go to the Taylor Swift concert with you, but do you think you would not want to go with me because
no.
you would rather enjoy the show with people who are more diehard Swifties? Then
like
staying.
If I had to choose,
and I guess, and Aaron, you're included on this, but in my brain, I was thinking
I would love if you came with us.
Okay,
because I think you would actually appreciate it.
What if, to your point, if it was between you and like me?
Oh well, obviously, I'd want to go with
or
you.
Like someone who knows the music a little better.
Right. So I thought about this in my head, where I was like, if there was maybe a concert that I was really passionate about, of a band I wanted to go see,
like
to what degree
weekend.
Yes, to what degree then with my own friends who are coming along would I be like, I can't stand next to these
no,
people.
I wouldn't feel that way.
Okay. I am so confident in Taylor's performance, like I would want Mike with us. I feel like Mike would be like,
I'm sure I'd have a great time. I'm sure I'd have a great time at the show.
TJ literally, like when we saw the first, when we went in May to the first one, he literally came back
it
and
was Mark
said to his visuals guy, he was like, you need to watch the show just because like everything that goes into it, like for research purposes.
No, yeah, I like the live show. I would love to go see.
How much is it? I bet y'all's tickets are like thousands of dollars, right?
$250 was our tickets for LA.
$250 to go to the Taylor Swift concert?
Yes.
Can I get that price?
You could probably find tickets for that price, yeah.
Shit!
Not in the same
I thought it was $2,500.
No. Some of them are,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but that's like crazy.
Yeah.
But
okay. I'm conflicted. I don't know.
I feel like you shouldn't... I wouldn't take yourself out of the equation. Also, yeah. There's... She has 5 LA dates.
Right.
So, like...
Can I say this, though? I love Harry Styles. Harry Styles is a great show. Hell of a show. I went to 2 of the concerts. Did I? Or maybe I went to just 1. I can't even remember.
I think
remember.
You've been to 2. You went to Tokyo, right?
No, I didn't go to the Tokyo one. I went to his birthday show.
Oh.
But it kind of, though, I was like...
No, it's a little boring.
Not for me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a sense of boredom. It was just like, this is not
for me.
It's just like him.
Yeah. And what I like about Taylor, I've only seen her 1989 tour, but every song is like a music video on stage. Like, there's so much going on and there's so many different, like, the stage lights up in certain ways.
Crazy.
And it's really, really cool. She dives into the stage, into water. Like, what?
Aren't people kind of like saying, is Taylor Swift right now Michael Jackson level famous?
I don't know. I don't think you can like compare anybody to Michael Jackson.
I think
Jackson
the
right
level
now.
Of like fan love is probably similar to Michael Jackson, where people will like faint when they see him, and like people will faint when they see Taylor Swift. But worldwide recognition, like,
right,
dude, Michael Jackson was the most famous person in the world.
It's just so different now, too.
And I bet it was like kind of equal, like men and women going to a Michael Jackson show. I think Taylor Swift is still like heavily female,
And like the media too. Like, the only thing people saw was that 40 channels on TV. If you're on one of those 40 channels, everyone knows who you are. There's like, I bet you my mom doesn't know what Taylor Swift looks like. Like,
and during the Michael Jackson era, there was like only a certain amount of famous
people.
Singles.
Yeah.
Now there's like a billion that you can.
You know that video of Jenna Marbles and Julian, where he's like between Julia Roberts and Anne Hathaway, and he's like,
and Sandra Bullock.
Is that a real clip?
Harley can't do it either.
We can try. Julia Roberts and Anne Hathaway, like telling the difference.
There's the 4 women. It's Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock, Anne Hathaway.
I bet I can do it.
Do you know this clip I'm talking about?
No, but
it's like,
I know
it's
all
really
people
funny.
Are...
It's them
he
streaming.
Can't tell them apart.
And he has all of these pictures, but all the pictures are of Julia Roberts. And he's like, that's Anne Hathaway. That's Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts,
funny.
Anne Hathaway, and Jenna Marbles is dying.
Are
and
they
the thing
the
is,
same
it looks
photo
so
or
real.
Different?
I thought they were like hamming it up for a video. But then in that video, I'm like, Julian, you have a problem. Like,
well, I think a lot of people have the same issue with those particular people. Because I remember when we did it one time, I showed Carly a picture of one of them and she had the same issue as Julian. And then so many people commented being like, I confuse them too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like very confusing.
That's a really funny thing to do the same person 4 times and be like, that's that guy.
And being so confident in your answer.
I feel like I'd be like, that's Julia Roberts 4 times. That to me seems so easy.
Yeah.
Is there a specific photos though where like she doesn't really look like herself?
We can watch the clip.
She changes over like the decades, sure, with like her hairstyle. But to me, I'm like,
I want
how
you to show
you
me
not?
An actual like the 4 of them and see if I can
pick which one's
I'll have to look and see who the people are.
Yeah. I'm sure there's like there's already one
definitely.
Name. Yeah. Because it's pretty tough.
Wild.
It's for people like me.
Wild. Absolutely wild. Do I sound like everyone you were just around?
Absolutely wild.
Absolutely wild.
That's pretty good.
How about the accent?
Essex. So
okay.
I really fancy him.
I think he's real.
Be a can.
Got good back.
Rise up, lights.
Okay, I'm 22 years old, dating a guy that is 29. I still work in the service industry, and I'm getting my degree online. He works in sales. Obviously, our incomes are very different. Recently, he bought a house, and I moved in. He pays the mortgage, and I pay utilities. He's a big sports fan, and I'm not. The only way he can watch local sports is through cable. I pay $115 a month for cable, and I don't even want it. I offered to take on garbage removal bill for $50 a month, and he can take cable. He refuses to take the cable bill, even though I don't need it.
Oh boy.
It would be nice to have an extra $113 for my savings every month. $113 is not a lot of money to him. Am I the asshole for canceling cable if he won't take the bill?
Is that how expensive cable is? Oh, yeah.
My parents pay like 200 something a month.
Why don't they get like YouTube
crazy.
TV?
I know.
Like 60 something
because
bucks.
Because boomers are like, it's so hard to transition.
Yeah.
Like,
she's 22.
No, I know. This guy sounds like a fucking asshole.
Do you think?
He owns a house and he's making her pay for his sports package?
Like, if it were me, I'd be like, well, I'm like, I'll pay the difference.
But I'm wondering what other things that she pays for. Because she says, I pay...
Utilities?
The utilities. But she doesn't pay for the garbage removal. So, like, what does that include?
That's weird that she's not paying that one utility. But if she's paying electric, gas, water, sanitation, whatever, or I guess internet. Not sanitation, but internet... And this guy is the only one who's using...
Because that's like an add-on. Like, you don't need it.
I'm curious what their budgets are for presents, Christmas presents. Because I feel like you could cut a deal and go, okay, for my Christmas present, I want half of you to pay half of the sports bill. Or you can not have to buy him a present because you paid for the whole year-long subscription to the sports package. Yeah. Say, like, you do want cable, but you don't want to pay for this sports package. But if you make that the Christmas present, he'll probably be like, oh, that's a good gift. I like the sports. Yeah. You may, I'm just saying there's a way of like.
This is psychotic. He's 29 and owns the house and he's making this girl pay.
No, yeah. If you can pay your mortgage, you can pay like $100 for your cable.
And not make, make your girlfriend pay for
it. And I feel like if it were me, I'd be like, if it were me paying utilities, I'd be like, I'll pay everything that's necessary, like gas, internet, blah, blah. But if you want extras, you can pay that.
Yeah, this girl's not saying, like, I'm not paying the light. Don't turn the lights on. We don't need electricity.
I think she really needs to look into her options of figuring out sports packages. That sounds way too hard.
It's not a sports package. It's just cable. It's just cable.
Like, in order to log into the NHL app or the NBA app, you need to have, like, an Xfinity or Spectrum TV account, and those cost, like, $100 a month.
But doesn't the cable come as, like, a package with your internet?
It can, yeah. But it sounds like...
To me, that's what that... I feel like that's probably what it is.
Right, it is.
I think she should figure out exactly what sports he's passionate about. Is it just NFL and the NBA? Because then you can buy two of those packages cheaper than buying the full premium sports package, like paying the $10 channel. You know,
I know, but also, like, if you want to watch local games, you sometimes need to log in. Or
did you know that? And I think for some cities, they still do this. That the local sports team that's playing in the town, the local cable will block out the game
on the internet.
So you can't watch the game in your town. You have to leave the town to go watch the game on TV because they want to encourage people in the town to buy tickets to go to the game.
Yeah, it's so fucked.
It was really common in like the 80s and 90s. That's how they did it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's fucked up. What if you like physically can't?
Like if you live in New Jersey and you want to watch a Devils game on your phone, you can't do it.
What?
We're like in the NHL app, you have to go and turn on a TV and flip to the MSG channel to watch it in New Jersey because they block out local games.
Whoa.
Wow, that's
to encourage
so
you to go and get the TV package.
Interesting.
But like if you live out of state, it's easy, or people will use like IP VPNs to like fake their location, or they'll just get an illegal stream.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
My question is, how much do you think utilities cost every month?
I don't know where these people live, but if $113 in savings is meaningful to her and he's quibbling about it, the mortgage that he's paying might only be like $500 a month. So if a mortgage is only $500 a month and utilities are like whatever, $200-$300, and that feels about even, maybe that's why they're quibbling over this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Like to me, it's just like, okay, if you're paying the utilities, thinking if you were living in LA.
Yeah.
And you're paying like $2,500 minimum a month on your mortgage if you're living in like a condo or something. For me, I would be like, okay, well, I'm getting away with a great deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to complain about $100, even though I don't use it. You know what I mean? Because you're basically living there for free at that point.
I do hear that part of it, but it's sort of what?
I can't say it.
Why?
No, I just want to be like, suck his dick. Suck his dick. Give him a blow. Make a deal where you'll give him a blowjob once a week.
Is,
yeah, she might already be doing it.
I know, but a routine thing. Just suck his dick. Sorry. That's funny.
Maybe it'll work.
Cut that out.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, I thought it was funny.
No, we can't do that. That's insane. Known sexist Matt King telling girls to blow their boyfriends.
I just thought of it in my head. Yeah, I was trying to think of a good solution.
Funny,
and then my brain thought of that. I was like, can't say that.
I think it's if people are mad about that, it's clearly a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. it's a tough one for me.
But you know what? I think it's funny
because we
two females here who are like backing it up. No other podcast can pull that off. We have a special thing going on here.
We do. We really do.
Yeah. Also, like, if you said it and it was offensive, like, we would be the first to be like, don't say that. Yeah. Like, it's just like, funny.
Yeah. I think it's funny. And also, we have humor. So some people don't, but that's not on us.
Mike.
No, I agree. She should suck his dick. I think she could just cut
a dick sucking deal. Like, that could make you save
the
some money on costs.
Cable pipeline.
Yeah, I don't know. Guys will start agreeing to doing a lot of things if that's on the table.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. My strong.
I want the breakdown.
You want the breakdown of the utilities and...
Yeah, I want to know how much. Because like, if you're literally just paying for the cable and like the water, I'm like, okay, it's like $200 a month. You're basically... It's basically
but
free.
But I also feel like because it's for him, that is an indication of their relationship where it's like...
Yeah, but she's also... She doesn't have to pay rent to live anywhere. Like, wouldn't you feel bad not contributing?
I guess we don't know who pushed the move in. Was he like, you should come live with me? Or was she like, well, you have a house, let me move in with you? He's
I'll pay for it. Just pay utilities. Yeah, maybe she like lived at home. He was like, live with me, but just pay utilities.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, we can only afford like $200.
Yeah, and then he was like, okay.
Fucking cable package.
Also, like, how big is the house? Is there a pool? What are the perks?
This person emailed us.
Yeah.
I want an update.
Can we get a follow-up?
Can we get a breakdown of the...
Give us all the tea.
Your monthly incomes.
Yeah. Like, socials. If he's a fucking millionaire,
right,
and he's, like, making you pay, like, whatever, like, that's fucking annoying.
Also,
but
whose
like,
decision was it to move in together?
Yes.
What are the other utilities?
Yeah, what are the questions?
How much is the mortgage? Yeah.
And especially, are they hosting a lot of sports parties, too? Because then that's going to be costing you more.
Is he in a fantasy league where he needs to be watching these games?
Yeah. Maybe you can get a cut on the bets.
Yeah.
Because you're providing. She's also living there for free.
How often are you blowing them?
Wait, let me see when they sent this. Oh, I cropped it. Oh, June 12th. So not too long ago.
All right, okay. So this is probably a person who watches pretty frequently.
Okay, hopefully they're still watching by August.
Yeah. Wait, what did she say? He's in sales.
Yeah.
We find his LinkedIn.
What kind of sales?
Yeah, let's find him.
Okay, we're going to hopefully get an update on this. Yeah,
well, we could probably see her name from the email, find her boyfriend, see where he works.
You
creep
that hard?
Yeah, I would on my own time for sure. Yeah. I'm just curious. And then I could message him and be like, hey, what's the deal with this sports package?
Yeah. Do you really? Oh, also, is the cable connected to
the internet? 100%.
The internet. 100%. Yeah. There's no way she's doing like Spectrum internet and Comcast cable.
I don't know. We have like our own like internet box.
I do too. I have Spectrum and then I have like YouTube TV for cable.
Oh, YouTube TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you can get like Hulu Live or like one of those.
I don't even have cable.
Me neither.
Nobody does.
But I have like this like Samsung TV, like this free cable kind of thing.
It's,
like,
it's
I have
always
hundreds
weird
and hundreds
shows.
Of shows.
There's like Hot Ones on there, and it's like the Hot Ones channel.
There's a Degrassi channel. It's 24/7 Degrassi.
We talked about this in the Claudia episode. I watched it last night.
Yeah.
And that's so funny. So that again.
I feel like all of the things that I pay for, though, probably equate what the cable bill would be. YouTube TV, Netflix, Hulu, like all of that.
Yeah, I pay for all those.
Really,
I'm always like getting rid of subscriptions if I realize that I'm not watching something.
It's like $5 a month.
I'll just like cut out Disney.
What is $5 a month?
But you know,
it's
but
not worth the hassle
up.
Of canceling and then re-downloading it and reset password.
I want a big network to buy Stars. I always hate that Stars is a separate thing because Stars has some good shit. But I don't want
it's
to
Showtime.
Pay. It's Showtime. That's one that we're always like, oh, gotta watch Yellow Jackets. Okay, goodbye to Showtime.
Yeah.
But
you get
Stars,
like a 30-day free trial.
I love Stars. Yeah. But I'm like, because HBO Max and Max linked up. Now it's
what
Max.
What is on Stars?
Just good movies. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
You get access to... Netflix is filled with junk. There's a lot of junk
movies.
That's what
it always was, like, on cable growing up, Stars.
Porn.
Prime gets good movies.
Like,
Hulu movies.
I'll just pay the $4 on YouTube to rent a movie.
I do that too, but sometimes
it's
fun.
Yeah, we still buy it on Matt's account.
But sometimes it's fun being like, ooh, this is a movie I really wouldn't have considered, but now I have access to it, I want to watch it, and it's Stars.
Mm.
Or Showtime.
How much is it? $8 a month?
Yes, but it just adds up, buddy. Come on.
How much is Netflix now?
It's $90 a year.
You're getting on to me about...
Matt, for $90 a year, if I said, hey, Matt, pay me $90 and you can watch every Stars movies you want for the year. $9.
Yeah, buddy, he also paying pays for Disney, a bunch of others. So he's spending like Hulu, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Criterion.
Is Criterion a streaming platform?
Yeah, it is. I asked for it for my birthday. My mom got it for me, dude. Just been watching all the French New Wave films. Yeah.
What's Jean-Luc Criterion? Godard.
Oh, Carly, you would really love it.
Actually, or no?
Yeah.
No.
I watched 12 Angry Men last
night. That's for free on YouTube.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
With ads, sure.
No.
What is it?
Criterion. Okay, the Criterion channel is a...
well, it's a Criterion collection.
I already hate it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Continue.
And if they feel like a film is like...
Notable
contributing to the world of like cinema, a bunch of cinema files really love it and appreciate it.
So,
it
like
becomes
the
part of
Miss
America the Criterion
doc.
Collection. And then the Criterion channel, it's access to a lot of culturally significant films.
Oh. But like older movies, history. Like from the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, or it could be recent ones as well. It's like $12 a month or $100 a year.
Dang.
So, and I got access to it.
All we need is Discovery Plus. That's all I'm saying. It's my favorite one. It's like probably my most used streaming app. It's Discovery Plus.
Really?
What are you watching on Discovery Plus? 90 Day Fiancé?
90 Day Fiancé, all of the things. Sister Wives, Hoarders, Below My Deck. 600 Pound Life.
I feel like Discovery Channel, she's going to be educating herself. This just seems like
Discovery Plus is basically TLC.
That's education.
It honestly, yeah, it is education. I'm like seeing people's real lives.
Have you watched any Peacock movies, like Peacock original movies? Dude, there's this one called Sick. It's pretty good.
Sick?
Sick.
What's the premise?
It's like a horror, it's like a thriller, and it's set during like pandemic time, so you're kind of a little like, oh, COVID. It's these two girls go quarantine at one of the girls' lake house, and stuff goes down.
Is this the same vibe as the Water Tower or the Tower one?
No, that's a trap movie. Like
that one's like really
That's like too. Open water. Like, yeah, that's movies where someone goes in and they get trapped and they have to get themselves out. Not that. No, it's just like an intruder kind
of
movie.
But I mean, in terms of like cheesiness, is it corny or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Zane and I watched it and we were like, damn, that was pretty good. Or maybe I watched it by myself with Patricia. Yeah.
Okay.
I just watched the new Kaley Cuoco Peacock show.
The Flight Attendant?
No, that's HBO.
Oh.
I forget what it was called. It was pretty good. Peacock.
I'm trying to watch The Bear. Everyone's been like, you got to watch The Bear.
I watched two episodes and I was like,
I don't want to escape to kitchens. I utmost respect to anybody who works in a kitchen. I get it. That is like an intense job. You got orders coming out. You're dealing with hot temperatures, trying to get shit right, momentum. It's a stressful place.
Yeah.
For me, I don't want to escape to that stressful world. It's not where I want to be. Yeah. I've been trying to watch it.
I know I don't. I've watched two episodes of this. I watched the first season, really didn't get the hype.
Did you? You know, I've been kind of feeling that right now. Did you see the Christmas special, though? In season two, where like all these celebrities come in.
No, that's what I'm like, okay, well, now I have to watch the second season. And then I watched the first two episodes and was like, this is going to take me a whole year to get through.
Oh, so even the second season.
You should try Suits.
Actually, yeah, okay, so and I want to say something about Suits. I've been doing a little bit more research. I want to take it back a little bit where I realize
now that
I've
it's trending on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's a decent show.
It's popular.
No, isn't that funny, the reviews are
a little high. I think I dismissed it with like a really is it a very
No, you were spot on the way that you described it. People do not talk that way.
Okay.
It's very written and like scripted and very much like clichés and like were you dealing drugs? I don't know if I can trust you anymore. And it's like
it's like one person enters, has an opinion. Yes. I don't care what you think. See you later.
Yeah.
It's like
see you later.
But it's still good. It's a popcorn show. Throw it on while you're folding your laundry.
Ugh.
It's better than escaping to like a stressful. Yeah.
You know what's great? Barry.
Oh, I love Barry.
30 minutes each episode. I hammered through three seasons. I feel like it's very dark.
Yeah. Like all the scenes are very dark,
but it's so funny. It's a great like juxtaposition.
No, like the colors, like you can't see what's going on. Like it's all filmed at night.
Can you turn your brightness
off?
There's some flashbacks and stuff of like different times.
I only watched like one or two episodes, and I remember like this. I can't see anything.
Did you two?
all the episodes are filmed at night. I only watched one or two episodes.
Hey, that's what it felt like. I don't know.
Did you two ever catch season one of that show called Cruel Summer?
Yes.
Oh, did you like it?
I liked it.
That was the cheapest, like cheesy show, but I was so into the plot.
Have you started the second season at all?
I did, and I was like, yeah, this is really bad.
Yeah.
It looks like it's made on like an iMovie like filter.
Yeah.
Like the
It was like that in the first one too. They had like
this
the
one
weird
looks even
filter.
Worse.
I think it'd be a great book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the plot
and
is
so
good.
And then we wouldn't have to deal with that horrible actor.
Is she also in the second one or no? Oh, it's a whole different thing, right?
Teenage drama, like, makes me, like, I don't feel like I should be watching this. Or The Summer I Turned Pretty. I really would like to know what that show is. But I'm, like, every time I'm, like, seeing clips of it, I'm, like, I don't need to be following around this 15-year-old girl and her hooking up with other 15-year-old boys. And just, it's very, it makes me uncomfortable as, like, a 30-year-old man, 31-year-old man to, like, be, like, what...
That's how I feel about Euphoria. Euphoria is all high school kids.
Yeah, but Euphoria is actually pretty like...
It's very adult, though. It's like adult issues.
Or like the OC.
Yeah, the OC. Friday Night Lights. Oh, what am I going to tell Coach? I don't care. I do not care.
And that's where we differ, because I care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just
Degrassi.
Can't. Well, yeah, I do like Degrassi.
See? High school.
That's nostalgia for me, yeah.
They're really long.
No, we're at 118.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's fucking end it. Thank you so much for listening/watching. Good influences. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for emailing us.
Fun chat. That was good.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.